So here's your question for reflection. When was the last time I said I'm sorry to someone? When was the last time you said I'm sorry? Or please forgive me? Or more importantly, maybe the question should be, when was the last time I said I forgive you? Don't worry about it. No worries. It's okay. Let it go. The word of the day is forgive. I forgive you. We hear in the gospel, Peter asks, and he thinks he's being generous. Love it when Peter asks that question. Lord, how many times should we forgive? 7 times 70? Again, Peter thinks he's got the right answer. He's being generous. And Jesus says, it's not about the number. It's 7 times 70, Peter, not just 7 times. It's about having the right attitude in your hearts. Jesus tells a great story, a pointed story. The king wants to settle accounts. He wants his servants to pay up. And the servant, being questioned about why he can't pay the debt, pleads, please be patient. Please forgive me, and I will take care of it. But the king is extremely generous and says, with compassion, I forgive you. I forgive your debt. And we hear how little the servant is grateful, because he goes out and then begins to choke somebody. You need to pay me back. He didn't get it, did he? The servant didn't get it. Didn't get that he was shown great mercy and he was called to show mercy. He was not grateful, not able to pass on the gift of compassion. So who are we in the story? Who's God in the story? And what is our response? How good are we at asking for forgiveness? Or maybe the question should be, how good are we at giving forgiveness? How good are we at showing mercy? Great line in the first reading from Sirach, we are told, forgive your neighbors injustice. Then when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. So let's take a minute to look at the prayers that we say at Mass. Mass, we know, goes back and forth between petition and praise. Back and forth. We start praising God in song, and our first words in petition are, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned. And we go on and sing in the Gloria. You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. In the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our trespasses as... forgive them. And in the Lamb of God, we sing, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. And what I really like about that song and that prayer, we say, have mercy on us twice. And we conclude it by saying, and grant us peace. Grant us peace. And then we say these very important words before we receive communion. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Being healed by the Lord as we get ready to receive him in the communion. And what is the word that he uses? I forgive you. We trust that that's what the Lord Jesus is saying to us when we pray that prayer. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And Jesus says in prayer and spirit to each of us in the silence of our hearts, I forgive you. So come receive me and be healed by me. Know my compassion and go out and be loving and compassionate and forgiving. We trust that at that moment we are forgiven, so that we're in the best state of mind and heart and spirit to receive the body of Christ. He says, I forgive you. Now come and be healed. Come be strengthened. Come and be energized to go out and be a forgiving person. So here's the challenge. If we trust, if we believe, that we are forgiven by God when we ask, let's ask ourselves that question. When was the last time I truly went and asked forgiveness of my sin? When was the last time I went to the sacrament of reconciliation? And don't worry, Father Brennan can't remember all your sins. The seal of confession says he can't ask you about it if he sees you at Myers. The seal of confession says we hand it to God. So when was the last time I went and said to God, I'm sorry for my sins, and hear the healing words of absolution? When was the last time I said, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Please forgive me. So let us not forget, as we pray today, God is filled with compassion. God is always willing to forgive. We just have to have the courage. The courage to say out loud, I'm sorry. And then we must go out and forgive as we have been forgiven. Amen.